This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
What to read right now?
I kind of want it to be dad.
That one's news. All right. How to read right now.
Weird for your dad to email you that.
Yes, my dad emailed me that.
What did that email say?
That one said,
subject line, how to read right now.
That one said, you probably can't even decipher what I'm telling you right now, so I'm going to tell you how I really feel. You're a disappointment to me and my family. I'm an immigrant, and I wanted you to have a better life than I have. Not only did you have the opportunities to do so, but you squandered them. Don't come home for Thanksgiving.
And the subject line again was,
how to read right now.
Got it.
All right, Big Bang Theory's Kaley Cuoco hasn't had a normal quarantine.
News.
Correct. All right, forward. Big Bang Theory's Kaley Cuoco hasn't had a normal quarantine.
Very cool, Dad.
Correct. Back at it again, Friday, July 23rd, 2021. Let's get into it. We're here with the core four. Marika Brownlee on the sax, Danny Sellers bringing up the rear, and the prodigal son himself, Johnny Villa.
Hello, everybody.
Did you guys appreciate that I didn't do the USSR national anthem to start?
Yeah, I really did.
Or did you want to hear it? Because we can.
No.
No, we don't have to play it. We don't have to play it right now.
Let's go!
How are you feeling? Proud and loud.
Yeah, I would say I feel like a million rupees right now, honestly.
That's not that much money.
Yeah, I know. I don't really feel like a million bucks.
Danny, what currency do you feel like? The American dollar?
I'm a euro. Isn't the euro a little bit more?
That's going to be mine.
That's nice. Cool. So you're feeling good.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marika.
I'll be a pound.
Just the one? One shilling.
Yeah, just one.
I feel like 1 pound.
Yeah.
1 quid.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I was so confused when I was young about what quid means, but it's just the equivalent of bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Show with the attitude, man.
The attitude is here to stay.
You got one tattoo.
Let's just stay.
Oh,
keeping
wow.
The
this
attitude.
This is incredible.
And I got it in. What you stay.
As always, we can't hear anything you're singing.
Can you turn it up a little bit?
I wish I could.
Great.
Just like, what?
I mean, the sound effects just keep piling on. Every episode I get on, there's just more and more sound effects. Mm-hmm.
Really?
It's like you're chaining them together, which
holy
is insane.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Word of the week.
Finally. I got it.
No fucking way he got it this fast.
This isn't fair.
Chaining?
No. You're.
Oh my God.
Johnny.
Spelled Y-E-R or your?
Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Villa, what's your that was Venmo?
This is a good one. I'm going to state my Venmo publicly. Please don't bleep this one out because I want fans to send me extra money.
That's not a good idea.
At.
Okay.
Really, Johnny?
Wait, what's up, Danny?
It's really.
Yeah.
And then?
And then that's. That's me.
That's it?
Yeah, that's
not
me.
Coming up.
Oh, really?
Wait, let me see. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, it says this Jonathan Rodriguez.
I guess send it to him and then just kind of tell him.
Is there an E?
Give him
end?
A heads up.
Oh, I didn't do the dash. Gotcha. All right, that's $1,000.
Okay, thank you very much. Great. Jeffrey, actually, is it cool if I have the floor for a moment?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, I really...
are you going to do a segment?
Yeah, I'm going to do a segment.
Okay, because I had you slotted for 20 minutes in. We're only about a
classic. We can go. Classic.
So we do have 16 minutes.
Happened to me last week.
Is the one thing. Okay. Unless it banks on being right now.
No, it doesn't bank on being right
now. Let's save it for another 15 minutes from now.
All right.
It's happened twice now. You got to learn to tell people when their segment is.
That's my bad. That was an error on my part.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Thank you.
Did you get all these sounds from like 2004, bro?
I don't know if any of you guys have seen the soundboard. I've seen it like when Jeff shares a screen. Mm-hmm. It's like buttons on buttons.
It's
I've never seen a
GeoCities website.
Yeah, it's insane. Look at that.
Well, let me tell you, Johnny.
You're not that guy,
pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Not that guy.
That one's for Danny.
Why is it 18 Zillow tabs open?
I was just looking at a house.
He got your ass.
That's one of my favorite things to do is look at real estate and then... It used to be look at real estate and then move, but my house is great and we got a great deal on it, so I'm not going to move.
Jeff will like randomly send you a Zillow thing and it'll be like a celebrity that you didn't want to know where they lived, but now you know.
Mm. Yeah.
He's done that to me before.
Danny, do you want to know where Jason Sudeikis lives?
I don't care, bro.
All right.
But sure, for content's sake, sure, let's do
it. He lives... let me get the street name. It's
you don't have to.
No, let's figure this out.
Is he still over there or what?
Yeah, he stayed. He stayed. Olivia Wilde ended up moving to in Laurel Canyon with Harry Styles, and then now she's like with him in Europe, which is too fast.
You're gonna get these people killed.
Me? Danny, how's stand up going?
Oh, it's going, bro. Brand new city. Lot of rejection, barely any rejection, but rejection happens. I'm still funny, so that's tight.
Yeah.
Nice. And
trying my best.
The move didn't squeeze the jokes out of you.
They made more jokes.
Yeah.
A lot of good jokes in LA, a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of hippies.
Nice.
Are there hippies in your neighborhood?
No, where we work is a lot of hippies.
Oh, 100%. Well, they're hippies, but they're like trust fund hippies.
Oh, yeah. I have a fantastic new joke about Silver Lake.
Yeah.
You should hear.
I'd love to. I'm going to be out of town for Big One. But plug Big One.
Yeah, Big One. Is it August 7th?
Yeah.
Link in my bio if you follow me.
Follow Sellers.
It's fire. I'm excited. I'm just as excited for the lineup. Some comedian homies of mine from Chicago throw it in their backyard. It's tight.
Jeff, you just did stand up recently.
Yeah, Jeff, tell us about
I did stand up for the first time. It was so my friend Corey, shout out Corey Lane at Business Casual Comedy. He said, I'm starting this thing in my garage. It's a home gym thing where people can test out new material every few weeks. It was also in my neighborhood. So I was like, I have no excuse not to do this because everybody's going to be trying new shit. There's going to be a lot of people bombing. I'll be bombing, but it'll all be stuff that I worked weeks at instead of people who maybe wrote a joke that day and tried it out. Some jokes really hit. Others really didn't, and that's just kind of part of it, right, Danny?
Yeah, sure, yeah. 100%.
Well, Danny wouldn't understand. All his jokes hit.
Yeah.
I wish, bro. If I did, this would be my fucking podcast.
a lot of them were one-liners that I just recycled from Twitter, so I'm hoping nobody followed me after the show and just saw that it's like shit that I tweeted four weeks ago.
You said out loud, my car is a pear or whatever.
I didn't say
stage.
That one, because that's not funny. but I did do
gotten the most mileage out of
the
it,
one
though.
That bombed the most, where people weren't even not laughing. They were like, that was dumb. Was I said, raise your hand if you know how to make a croque madame from scratch. And then one person raised their hand and I pointed at them and I said, die.
No, that's just violent.
It was just violent. And I said immediately, I was like, shouldn't have said that. I did the bit that I gave money out. I gave somebody $80 folded up and told them it was $100. I could have just given them 20 and said I could have not given them real money. It was so
dumb.
You
legit gave them real money?
Yeah, I gave them money because I was like, oh, that always kills on the HeadGum podcast. I went to an ATM, Danny.
God.
It was so dumb.
So you spent more on gas and probably parking.
Yeah. But I drive a hybrid, so I figure I've at least saved that much money over the past 5 months.
That's tight.
But anyway, and then some of them
are
were
you doing
okay.
It full time? Are you like in it?
I want to be. Maybe not full time. Like, you're really dedicated. You do multiple mics a night. I don't know if I would do that, but I definitely want to do like once
a week. We believe you. We all believe you. Believe in you. I'm sorry.
Nobody thinks you're bullshitting us. But yeah, you should do this mic. It was a really fun vibe. The garage was like, it's like all wood paneled. It was like, it backed up into an alley. So sometimes when cars drove by, everybody would have to move. It was a good vibe. Marika, you tried stand up.
Never.
Johnny?
No.
Oh,
I fantasized about it.
I don't believe that, Johnny. I feel like Johnny's tried a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I've like written stuff, but then like I'll review it like the next week and I'll be like, I thank God I did not say this on a stage.
Well, Johnny made this video. We're going to listen to the audio right now, and it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Here we go. This is from Johnny Villa's Instagram at Johnny V.
Hey guys, just wanted to share this amazing life hack that I found out about. You know, you can go to any restaurant and you ask them if you want to eat in the bathroom, they'll let you. Just wanted to share this. I think this is an amazing thing that I'm going to be using way more in the future.
Videos of him eating on various restaurant toilets.
Oh,
it's
God.
So funny to me. This is a fire fit. Beige chinos, off-white. Sorry, let me fucking finish. Beige chinos, off-white t-shirt. Oh, buddy. Johnny is looking svelte.
Look, Jeff, I know you're going to visit the east side in a bit.
Yeah.
So
don't call it that.
You have yet to see the fits.
No, Johnny's rocking a good fit today.
What is? Let's see it. Because all it looks like right now is a navy t-shirt.
It is a navy t-shirt.
Yeah. We should say Johnny and Marika are recording from the New York office. And what does it say? It's a graphic tee.
It says.
Looks like a guy's huffing, laughing, guys.
Man taking picture of
America.
Mercer. Yeah.
Is this one of the MoMA tees?
Yes.
Classic. Classic. Then,
cropped tan chinos that I tailored myself.
Insane. How?
White. I had a lot of time during the pandemic.
You learned how to sew?
I learned how to sew.
Oh, we did talk about this. We talked about you sewing halves of sweatshirts together.
Indeed.
And now you haven't adjusted the laptop and we can only see your mouth and torso.
There we go. Now we're back. We're back, baby.
Oh, Cleveland Guardians. We should talk about
it. Oh, that's the nastiest. Bro. Oh my God, that's horrible.
I think they should have done Cleveland Spiders because that literally was our first Major League Baseball team. And there was such an opportunity to like capitalize on the vintage nostalgia and shit. I don't know. The Guardians, it's named after the Guardian Bridge, which is right next to the stadium. So I get that. But like, I don't know. I just wish it was Spiders.
Guardians against what? Canada?
Yeah.
What are you guarding against?
Okay, here we go. I submitted to write for a TV show last Friday. I just got an email back. Let's read if this is a rejection or if I'm going forward in the interview.
Okay.
Thanks for the submission, Jeffrey. Please complete and submit the attached release form with the file name Jeffrey James blank name show as soon as possible. Let me fill this out right now. Can you guys just talk amongst yourselves? Danny, why don't you like Guardians?
It's generic as hell.
It's so generic.
It's not... I mean, I don't know. If you have an opportunity to... make a brand new name, it's got to be like catchy and cool and tight. Like, what's that? Is that Seattle NHL team? Is the Krakens or something like that?
Is it?
Isn't it something like that? Is the NHL, the expansion draft? Amira's talking about it. It's like,
oh, there's expansion teams.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Oh, whatever. This sounds fucking stupid. Anyways, it's like, but like, isn't Seattle like near the sea, right?
Yeah.
On the coast? So that makes sense. It's kind of tight. It's kind of cool.
Well, are you a Reds fan? Because you're from Cincinnati, we should say.
Barely. I don't even watch baseball.
Me either.
But yes, I am.
Were we just talking about three different types of sports in a row?
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. That's what I thought. So.
You got toxic really fast. Johnny, are you a sports guy?
No, my roommate's been getting me into basketball. So he's like a huge fan of the Suns. Rest in peace to the Suns.
Yeah, that's a real bummer.
But it was a real bummer. It was the first time I watched a basketball game and genuinely felt like awful afterwards. Like, I'd never been affected by sports like that. And I understand now why people are fans of sports.
Really?
That happened to me this week too with F1. It was like a lot of F1 drama and it's all that I've thought about the entire week. And I'm like, oh, I get it now. There's a really bad crash between like the two top scoring drivers.
Oh shit.
The like 7-time world champion Lewis Hamilton is mostly deemed mostly at fault for the incident that caused this other driver to go into a wall at 51 G's. And he like went to the hospital. He's fine, though. He like walked out and was like seemingly fine, just needed to get checked up. And then now there's like a lot of tension with those teams, and like people were like saying racist stuff to Lewis Hamilton. It was really bad. Nice. But he like did, it was like mostly his fault probably, and he probably should have known better. And yeah, it's just like a lot of drama, and it's fun to watch. Like in the middle of the race, it was basically like a court case. They like stopped the race and people had to go present their arguments for like why they weren't at fault. And like the team, the heads of the team were like calling the race director like, do you have a minute? I just want to say like, this wasn't our fault, like blah, blah, blah. And one of them was like, I sent you some, did you check your email? I sent you some diagrams. And the guy was like, no, I'm not checking my email during the race. What are you talking about?
Was it between, it was, I watched the, that Netflix show. It was Mercedes and what was the other team?
It was Mercedes and Red Bull. So like, Ginger Spice's husband versus this guy named Toto Wolf, at odds with each other. It was a lot of fun, but also very stressful. And now I'm like, I want everyone to get along, but they're all like, you know, they're all competitors, so they won't do that. And now I'm sad.
A bunch of like petite Italian dudes is fighting. Yeah. And shit. also, I realized too, these all of the people of color at HeadGum.
I didn't want to say anything, but I thought the same exact thing.
Yep. You don't have to keep that in, but this is a nice like United Nations of HeadGum.
Yeah. No, we should keep it in. I think, well, there's also Ferris. We got to get Ferris on this one. I'm trying to get him on the show.
Yeah.
Busy guy, obviously. Okay. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a rejection email. I just needed to send a release form.
That's good.
But that's worse.
Yeah. It wasn't a yes either.
Was it, did you forget to send the release form?
And that's what I'm actually pissed about. So Casey, Brian, if you guys are listening, you didn't send me the release form, man. That might be the difference maker at a certain point, Walsh. oh my God.
Can you say what it is and bleep it out?
It's for
nice.
It would be huge, but I'm not going to get it. I'm not smart enough to watch, to write for that. So,
That show name sounds like a gas station.
Johnny, we just said that we were the POCs at HeadGum, and now you're
that is racist.
What is that? We gotta get a Danny soundbite of "that is racist" because you've said it a couple times. Johnny, long hair journey. Have you got long hair journey villa? Oh no,
so bad.
Wet and wavy.
Have you gotten a haircut at all since the pandemic?
Yeah, I got an initial haircut in August of 2020 to kind of. I told my hairstylist like, "Yo, you gotta do me up right."
Yeah,
and then I'll come in like 6 months later, and then you'll really like hit it out of the park. She agreed. Is that knocking?
Just.
So did you come here by yourself? Nice.
This is going to be you at the
Can
party.
Can I buy you a drink? Yeah, this place is super cool. Yeah, me? No, yeah, I've never been here before.
Your nose is bleeding.
Nice.
Welcome to...
I can hear a word Danny said.
Welcome to what?
It's you're the segment, man. It's your segment. Sorry,
oh,
Danny.
Oh, okay.
you're the segment, man.
It's I thought all there would be a more natural lead-in.
Sorry, okay. Quick major healer. If you're out on vacation and you're renting a boat, make sure that you take at least an introductory course online on the ethics. Sorry. The etiquette of boating, I should say. Ethics, it's immoral to probably boat, but you don't want to be caught in deep waters without a paddle or at least an idea of how to get out. Johnny?
Okay. Anyways, so Jeff, I really wanted to take a moment in this episode to really address the fans specifically.
Wow.
Just for a moment.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, it's no secret. I think things are starting to open up, and I think live shows are also starting to open up as well and starting to happen again. And I can imagine HeadGum will have their own live show coming up sometime in the near future. And also, let's face it, I'm out and about in this silly little city. I'm bound to see somebody who's a fan of the HeadGum podcast or just HeadGum in general. And speaking as a fan for a lot of artists, I can imagine that it's very nerve-wracking to approach someone whose content that you've enjoyed over the past however long. And look, you'll stumble in, you'll probably say something along the lines of, oh, I really like what you do. And honestly, I think I'm beyond this like very cookie cutter bullshit. And
holy
I want
shit.
To ease the fans' mind when they come up and approach me specifically. So I've nice. Prepared a few scenarios and I wanted to get some opinions
some
on
feedback. Yeah.
Yeah. Essentially some feedback.
Okay.
Okay.
So here's the first scenario.
Jesus
so
Christ.
You'll see me at a bar and I'm on a date with a 10, no less.
Easy.
So Johnny,
absolutely
need
easy.
To be included.
Would you as a fan, A, leave me and my date alone in peace? B, snag a photo of me secretly, of course. C, go up and ask for a picture, or D, say hello and start a conversation.
Where are you at the restaurant or bar?
Sorry, oh,
rather?
Sorry. Just 1 second. Are there any follow-ups, or do we have to answer on its face?
You can answer on its face.
Wow.
So no follow-ups.
Wait, what do you mean no follow-ups?
No follow-up questions? Can we clarify?
Can I ask
oh, you can
questions?
Ask follow-up questions. Okay. I thought like we were just going to discuss it for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow-up
yeah,
questions are fine.
Where, so you're sitting at a bar, like... Is that correct? Or
yeah, I'm
just
sitting
like,
at the bar.
Okay.
I'm like,
why?
That's our sting for clarity.
That was
just
god
asking
awful.
A clarifying question.
Okay, yeah, I'm at the bar, bar top, and like, I'm with my date, and also kind of even bringing in the bartender for like a little conversation. So it looks like I'm very open.
Nice.
All right. So yeah. So you're technically facing out towards the rest of the bar. You're open. You're inviting that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
think that you. I don't know. No one should approach you, or they should approach you when there's clearly like a lull, or your date went to the bathroom, and it should just be a quick hello.
Mm, okay. Okay.
How many buttons down is your shirt? Is it like one button down? Or are you like?
Sorry. I'm.
Clarifying question.
I'll have a. I'm not going to be fully buttoned up. I'm not like I'm trying to have a good time. One button down.
Okay, that's still pretty formal. That's
yeah.
business casual. I'm low key.
Yeah, not even two.
You need at least yeah. two down. One to go.
It's either yeah. I mean, you've either you're doing it up entirely, and that's like a statement, or it's two. You can't go one.
Okay. Okay. All right. Duly noted.
I think I would come up and say, hey, I love your work, and maybe try to strike up a conversation. My rule of thumb for seeing celebrities or notable people in person, I think I've said this on the show before, but it's if it will mean a lot to them or anything to them potentially, I will go up and say hi and say I love your stuff. If they get this all the time, if I'm probably not the first person to see them and say something that week, I won't do it because it won't mean anything to them and it'll be bothersome. If I saw you, it would probably mean a lot to you. And you're on a date and that gives you clout.
Yeah, that's true.
I appreciate that, Jeffrey.
That's an assist for sure.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say that it's none of those answers. I actually never said that one of the answers that I gave you was the right answer.
Are you kidding
so here's
me?
What,
you asked
yeah,
for
yeah,
feedback,
yeah.
not a correct answer.
I gave you a multiple choice question and I don't know, I kind of led you on in that regard.
Sure.
But here's the kicker. It's none of those answers. Here's what you do as a fan.
No
so you're going to walk past me. Then you're going to do a double take. Then you're going to say, whoa, are you Johnny Villa? And then I shyly say,
shyly say.
Then you go ahead, buy me an expensive cocktail, maybe a Moscow Mule.
Not
thank
expensive.
Thank me for the hours of joy that I've given you.
Hours?
And you can feel free to really, really stretch the truth on this one. You can throw in something about like a dying dog, maybe a dying grandmother, something like that.
How is this any different than me. D? It's just more specifically described.
It involves buying alcohol.
Yeah, gets me a free drink. And the date's going to love me. I'm going to open the floor for a little bit again.
Yeah.
Does this make me a bad person?
This is just a whole story for you to get more sex, Johnny.
I think it makes you an asshole. Yeah. You're an asshole for the trick question. You're an asshole for demanding this of someone if they see you in public.
And like planning it out.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It can't be a revelation. Also, I don't mean to interrupt your bit, Johnny, but we do have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back.
Are we in sponsors now? Is that what that is?
We are, yeah, but
we are
like,
getting sponsors.
My new thing is interrupting things in the middle.
Oh, great. That had nothing to do with the ad load of this show.
the ad load is barren, just like my sperm count. I tried to donate seed for cash, and they would not have it.
To say this during that sound bite.
Johnny? Somehow it gets louder. It crescendos.
Yeah, real quick, next continue scenario. Without me. Yeah. I have to get my computer charger real quick.
Go for it.
No worries.
Do we continue?
Yeah, let's continue.
Okay. No need to do the eye drops right now.
Yeah, how are the eyes? Have you been back to get them massaged?
Yeah, I've been going once every 2 months. I've done 3 so far. My next one's mid-August. Here's the deal. They still are dry sometimes and red. I don't think it's due to the MGD, the meibomian gland dysfunction. That is starting to fix itself, knock on wood, I believe, because I did a Schirmer's test, which is the dry eye test, the most basic one, but the most universally used because it's cheap. They just put these 2 strips of paper in your eyes and then your tear film or your tears like soak onto the strip and show you how many within 5 minutes. And they didn't even have to finish it out for the full 5 minutes because both were soaked, which is great. Are my eyes still occasionally red? Yes, but that's because of my pinguecula and one pterygium. So on all four sides of my eyes, I have pinguecula or whatever the fuck. And that doesn't go away unless you do a highly invasive surgery that might even have them come back with a vengeance. And when they come back with a vengeance, they might even affect your eyesight. So am I going to get the surgery? Absolutely not. But am I going to get LASIK? That's what I need to talk to Dr. about in August.
Yeah, don't say the doctor's yeah. name, right?
LASIK would help because my contacts make everything worse. And LASIK could potentially make it worse too, but potentially only temporarily. And then I would wake up and be able to fucking see. That would be awesome. So we'll see. Glad you asked. Johnny?
Jesus.
All right, so here's here's my last situation.
That's
Wait,
it?
There's only two?
Yeah, there's only two because great things come in twos. Twix, Reese's.
Johnny Dates.
Nice. Johnny fucks. That's what I imagine as the soundtrack to your day the morning after.
I guess.
The day?
What?
Hair blown in the wind and getting in his
Johnny drives a scooter. Harley with a harlot.
Hell yeah.
His chinos perfectly tailored chino pants. Sorry.
He took a Revel over the Williamsburg Bridge, actually.
Mind you.
As you were doing that, Marika was like kind of rubbing her fingers together like world's tiniest violin, but like a Bond villain. Oh, this was a joke. This was the joke that killed the most. And I'm going to bleep it out because I don't want people to hear it, but I want your thoughts, Danny. It's
What?
Okay.
That's how you delivered the joke?
Yeah. It killed on the day. I don't know if I was clear this time.
No, I mean, I get it.
Just don't bank on it being like, oh, this is the one.
Yeah,
it might not work next time for sure.
Yeah.
Johnny?
Jesus. Next.
So for this situation, there actually will be a correct answer.
God.
So, all right. You see me at a HeadGum live show. After the show, Danny, Jeff, and Marika are getting pictures with fans while I stand alone in a dimly lit corner.
Damn.
Now, because I'm not insecure, no matter what anyone else tells you, I'm not bothered by this in the slightest. So, but how would you, if you had to, rally everyone else to abandon the core three and take a picture with me?
So do insecure. You,
I'm not, no matter what anyone says. Do you A, push other fans in my direction so they forget who they've lined up for? B, refuse to look in my direction until I slink away into the darkness? C, call out to me and say, oh, I'll get a picture with you, dude, just to ease my mind. Or D, avoid taking the picture altogether.
Clarifying question. C, they don't take the picture with you?
Yeah, they don't. They
so
just say that they will, just to ease
than
my
D?
Mind. Well, you're saying something to ease my mind. I think like you're the last one. You're just avoiding.
How is that easing? Like I'm imagining.
Yeah.
They're in line to take a photo with Jeff. They call out to you and are like, "Hey, I'll take a photo with you." You walk over, ready to do it, and then they ignore you.
No,
or
no,
what
no.
do you think is gonna happen?
I'm waiting. Look, they're still in line waiting for Jeff, the star pupil of this show.
And so they take the photo and then are like,
they line up
go.
For the next
we
one.
We gotta go.
Yeah, they line up for the next one.
I can just imagine Johnny in the corner with like black eye liner and like his hair dyed like jet black and this is like pale. Like, Johnny, what happened to you?
I'm seeing.
I've definitely like stood on the side of like a Jake and Amir like photo meet and greet
yeah.
thing. It's fine, man.
Yeah, it's better.
None of these scenarios should happen. First, none of them are good.
Yeah.
I like you want us to say what a fan should do?
In a way. In a way, I kind of just want to lead people on to kind of admit to my greatness in a way.
Jesus
By
Christ.
Maybe they can take the pic with us and then like Johnny wanted to make sure we came to you separately because we like your vibe. We want to buy you a drink.
Yeah.
I mean, I think C, like be nice and say, I'll get a picture with you, and then like walk away when you want to is like okay. a polite way of saying okay. you don't want to take a or not taking a photo with someone who clearly yeah. is begging for it because you're sinking into the shadows as a way of getting attention,
when
which
you
is not
could
a good
just
way of
yeah. join the group of people taking photos, but you're like being obstinate and yeah. sad somehow.
Yeah,
like a
yeah.
pencil in your hand too, like waiting to take this sign shit that no one's giving.
Pencil number two.
Right. This is not prepared. This is not prepared.
Erasing
bro.
A messed up signature.
It's like freaking out. This is not right. Sorry. Let me redo it.
I didn't have time to practice.
It's fine. The first one was good. The second one you do is worse. Ah shit, the first one was better.
It's like 5 minutes on the set. He's not on.
Absolutely, there's a hole in it.
I
now.
Barely wanted this. All right, we have to move on. Your segment was over, right? You said there's two things.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right.
It's a little vibe, huh?
Extended version.
Welcome to Seersucker or Gourdfucker.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's get into it. Yeah.
Marika's like, yeah, let's fucking get it over with fast. All right. This is have you guys ever played Seersucker or Gourdfucker?
No.
So now you're interested. That's the most intrigued I've ever heard you. All right. This is basically, it's not a game. There's no right or wrong answers. We're just going to basically postulate about this. It's more of a topic of conversation type of thing. Seersucker or Gourdfucker. I'm going to list off celebrities at random/ad nauseum, and we're going to decide whether or not they are one to wear Seersucker or are one to be a Gourdfucker. Now that's anybody. Okay.
What is a gourd?
So a gourd fucker is anybody who would fuck a pumpkin. A squash, what have you. Any type of gourd.
What's a seersucker?
That's like that really waspy East Coast, Massachusetts, Nantucket thing where it's like, I don't know, I think it's a material, but it's like you always striped and it's like kind of wicking. Yeah, moisture wicking.
The light blue striped
Vineyard vines.
Vineyard vines style, yeah.
So the difference is somebody fucking vegetables or pants is the...
Let's go.
But not fucking pants, wearing them. We'll get into it. You'll feel that it is kind of mutually exclusive. Either you're someone who would wear a seersucker or you're someone who would fuck a gourd. All right. Keanu Reeves.
Gourd fucker.
Yeah, total gourd fucker.
I agree with that.
I'm not happy about it.
Also, we all have to agree. I forgot to mention that. So if there's any contention, we have to argue until somebody caves.
He's definitely not wearing Vineyard Vines.
100% not. And he's definitely like, I think he would be a gourd fucker in a way where it's like, oh, like I don't need to buy a fleshlight. I have a squash right here.
Great.
Okay.
That's exactly what he'd say.
Call me by your name style.
Yeah. Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce.
I think if you put him in the right situation, he would wear Seersucker.
100%.
Yeah.
But he's not a normal Seersucker dude.
Memorial Day weekend.
He's at the Obama's house on Martha's Vineyard, and he's just matching the vibe, because that's his whole thing.
Exactly.
All right. I buy it.
Tiger Woods.
I don't know. Early 2000s? Yeah. Tiger was getting it in. He might have. He was a freaky shit.
Yeah.
You watch the documentary?
I did not.
No.
You might be dropping it off in pumpkins. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. All right, I'm on board with the gourd.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'll go gourd.
I'm sorry.
Rita Ora.
Gourd fucker.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think that she would go to like a Polo Ralph Lauren lounge and like...
No.
Okay. Fine, no. Gourd fucker.
I'm just like imagining her and Taika Waititi in like matching Vineyard Vines linen shirts and stuff. I can't see it. Doesn't
yeah, Tycho would never, he wouldn't be caught dead in Seersucker.
No.
Isn't he in a throuple with her and like some random model?
Yeah, not a model.
sorry, model citizen, I should say.
fuck. Oh my God. It's not confirmed.
Matter.
It's not
it
confirmed.
Tessa Thompson?
Yeah, Tessa Thompson.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right, so we all agree Rita Ora, gourd fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Danica Patrick.
Ooh. I don't know.
I think she's a serious sucker. NASCAR.
Nasty
she's
car.
American.
I think Gordfucker for sure. I think if you drive a NASCAR, it's inherent that you're entering a pumpkin.
What is that? What's there to enter, Jeff?
She put her clitoris in a muskmelon.
Gross.
Come
this
on.
Is
Johnny so had a visceral reaction.
You
to that
can't drive the Indy 500 and not have a luffah inside of you.
We're at work, bro.
Really? It's Summer Fridays. Work ended 18 minutes ago. Sean William Scott.
Who's that?
Sean William Scott? From
Don't
Dude
just
Where's
say
My
it louder.
Oh you can't God. Just yell three white names back to back and expect
they're
us
all
to...
first names.
He's the guy who smiles right. like this.
I could name 20 people from my hometown who smile like
that. I've never. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Nope, never mind.
Okay.
I guess
he was
so.
Also in Role Models.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I know him from.
Fine. Gourd fucker. He's kind of like he's like raunchy in like a jackass way and not a cool way.
Yeah, sure.
Skylar Austin.
Skylar Astin?
Astin, sure. Yeah, fuck.
Absolutely. No one can challenge me on this, and it's the
Seersucker.
He would never.
Sure.
He would never be a gourd fucker.
He wouldn't be caught dead in a gourd.
Although he did have a solo song on Broadway about masturbation, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something to think about.
Yeah, but that's Broadway. That's performance. Like, imagine him like at a fucking bris. Like, he's definitely wearing Seersucker.
All right.
Why a bris?
Yeah.
There's so many other events you could wear Seersucker to.
Have you guys ever gone on a bris walk? Rumor Willis. Rumor Willis. Rumor Willis.
Adele, nice.
I don't know who these people... These last three people, you can hear my silence. I have no idea.
Rumor Willis is Bruce Willis's daughter.
Bruce is a wild boy. I don't know if...
Wild boy.
I think Bruce is a wild boar. I think Rumor Willis would be Seersucker because she grew up rich.
That's fair.
Seersucker is not even... I don't even think it's an expensive material, but I think that you have to be rich to wear it.
You got to be rich to rock it.
Yeah. Fucking Oprah.
Seersucker.
I hope it's Seersucker.
Yeah, me too.
Need her.
I really
she has
help.
Like so many fucking houses. Leona Lewis.
Gourd fucker.
Really?
I love her, by the way.
Yeah.
I
saw
her
being
Cats. A freak. I'm going to see Lewis being a freak.
And I feel like the fact that she was in Cats is enough.
Leona, stop.
For me.
We're in public.
Oh, stop.
At that stand-up show, I saw somebody who looked like a dead ringer for my first kiss, who's now a Trump supporter, famously. And I told her that, and I regretted it instantly. And then my other friend Madison, who I hadn't seen for a while, she looks like my high school girlfriend. And I told her that, too, and I shouldn't have. Because that's not, like, people don't want to hear that. Because then it's like, oh, so you found me, a person who looked like me, attractive 7 years ago.
And it's kind of creepy, too. Your reputation might be fucked, bro. Going up to random chicks like, you look like somebody I used to have sex with back in the day.
I didn't say it like that. I said, have you ever
just
fucked
like awkwardly walking away? Like, all right.
Leona Lewis is a gourd fucker. Did we all agree on that? I think for sure she.
You've heard.
What's that?
You've heard Bleeding Love. She's definitely a gourd fucker.
And she was bleed. Never mind.
No.
Lamar Odom.
Oh, he's 100% is already fucked. Multiple vegetables.
I would say he's probably inside of a calabash as we squeak. Hulk Hogan, brother.
Oh man,
absolute gore fucker.
Yeah, he's worn a seal sucker while fucking a gore.
Yes, exactly. My exact thought.
Yeah, I'd agree with that for sure. Snooki. This one's just for Johnny because of New Jersey.
Oh, I love Snooki. Relax. I think that she has the capability of doing both. I think she's mellowed out in her later years to be more of a seersucker type person.
Yeah.
But peak Jersey Shore, oh, she was a gourd fucker.
Yeah.
What a way to get famous, too. Isn't that crazy? Like, those people just got famous off of a wild-ass TV show.
Yeah, The Situation.
Yeah, what a crazy name. Like, he's like 45 now.
He was so old. Major Key Alert! Sorry to interrupt, Major Key Alert. If you want to achieve fame, not only on the large scale, but also within your own friend group, you got to give yourself a nickname, but plant it with someone else who has the power to make it stick. So like, if we're at the party, I could come up to Johnny and be like, hey, just so you know, everybody's been calling me Rodney. Maybe tell people. And then he spreads it around and then it catches on.
Why is that like, why are you obsessed with that name?
It's an old black man name.
My name is Jeffrey, but you can call me Rodney.
It's more like one of your top used names.
Okay, fuck Rodney then, if that's recycling a joke.
No, I'm asking what about it is good to you.
You can call me the Franchise.
Ew. That's literally somebody else's name.
Who?
Steve Francis.
Fuck.
Game over.
I had more, but we should probably just end it.
I would do more.
Oh, okay,
sure.
Yeah. Let's do it over the music then. Phil Mickelson. Sorry, hang on. Phil Mickelson.
I don't know who this person is.
Yeah, I don't really know.
He's like one of the most famous golfers.
Yeah, sure sucker for
that one was a gimme. Yeah, sure. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Gourd fucker.
Gourd fucker, yeah. Daisy Ridley. Cute as a button, that one.
Don't say that before we have to answer this.
Don't.
Got it.
I think I have to go gourd fucker.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Daisy.
I don't know.
I feel like since Star Wars, she's like obviously become a bit of a social climber, and she's in circles where it's fine to wear like a seersucker jacket. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I just don't see her. Like, I'm really trying to imagine her wearing like a seersucker, like blazer or something like that, something classy.
Yeah.
I simply cannot.
Are we just not going to agree on this one? I'll just.
No, well, Marika said gourd.
Yeah, I think it's gourd still.
Fine. She's a gourd.
There's nothing against her.
I'm so sorry, Daisy. I just know that I'm not trying to say that you fuck melons. These people are. Anyway.
Melon.
Dylan Sprouse.
Gourd fucker.
Yeah, I mean, we saw his nudes.
Yeah.
It looked like there was a little bit.
I didn't see it. You saw his nudes. I did not see.
You didn't see his dick?
Naked. Oh.
It's like a pretty average dick, but it's fine.
This beat is getting me weak.
The moment that you said, did you see his dick, timed so perfectly with the music.
He's definitely been inside of a gack.
Oh my god.
All right, we do have to move on.
I think anyone that makes honey wine isn't wearing seersucker, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's wearing Dickie's work. Wear there. Carhartt overalls to make the mead. Plugs, Danny, Marika, Johnny, in that order. What do you guys have going on? Want to point the people to?
Floor is yours. Go. Shows, social media, projects.
If you have any cool comedy shows that need somewhat funny comedians, let me get on that. My social media, Instagram and Twitter, @followsellers. I'd love to do it. And I'll try to post any upcoming shows I have in the city in the link in my bios.
Hell yeah.
If anyone managed to get tickets to the December 18th New York City Big Time Rush concert,
oh my
and
God,
you have one to spare, I would love to take it. I did not get tickets. Bots seemingly bought all of them and are now being sold at a huge markup of like $2,000. So I'm just trying to see those boys once again. And I would really appreciate any help. Social media is Marie Galon on Twitter and Instagram. If you got one, let me know.
If that's your first concert post COVID, I'm going to get you fired.
It's like I'm going to some concerts at a like supper club type venue, but my first actual music concert's probably going to be All Time Low in October.
Yeah. Very cool.
That's which awesome. I'm really excited about because I've never seen them live.
What day in October?
The 19th.
Insane. You should bring that wine. You should get some of their wine. Johnny, plugs.
Follow me on Instagram at Johnny, JohnnyVII. Follow me there on Instagram. I'll finally be off my posting hiatus. I'll be back on the gram doing my thing. I have to edit so much stuff for the upcoming weekend, but it'll be there by the time this episode releases. So you have to go there now. Now.
Relax. Now. You do not have to do anything you don't want to do, obviously.
Johnny. Johnny, do you ever rock the hair in like a top ponytail?
In a top ponytail? I've tried. Like my head is so round that like it. My head just looks like a perfect circle. It's insane. It doesn't look good.
Okay.
Let's see it. Do you have a hair tie?
Hair tie? I don't have a hair tie on me.
Marika?
But I could kind of make
it's in
it.
My hair.
Nah, forget it.
Kind of look like a troll doll.
Well, yeah, now you look like a rugrat. But yeah. And then you can follow me on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. The only thing I have to say is that was easy. That's Dawes, folks.
Nice.
Same.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.